good morning and welcome to Hello Port Hacker to 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. But more importantly, welcome back from the holidays. It was a public holiday yesterday to mark Eid el-Maulud, a period for Muslims to reflect on the life of Prophet Muhammad. Also happening yesterday, something a lot of people missed, the 25th anniversary of Google. Yes, the biggest search engine in the world and one of the most valuable companies in the world that has become an important part of our lives. Google turned 25 yesterday. So for 25 years, they have been a major part of our lives. I'm thinking, when did I discover Google? When was the first time I ever used a Google search? I can't remember, but I know it was not in 1998 when they were established. So good looking out to Google, and we know, we hope rather, that they are here for 25 more. If you're not up to 25, what that means is Google is older than you. Interesting. All right, this morning, a lot is happening on Hello Port Hackett. But the first is the important question, where is Jude Omamigbe? Fortunately, I don't have the answer to that. If you find him, tell him to come back home. We'll be starting this morning talking about tourism in Port Hackett. I mean, it doesn't get more Port Hackett than talking about the pull factors. What are the interesting, important, unique things about Port Hackett that makes you want to come to this city? If you were not living here, and you heard about it, and you wanted to visit, what is that thing, that special thing that would make you want to experience Port Hackett? Do we have those pull factors? I'll be speaking with a Port Hackett resident, someone who's been around for a very long time, about what he thinks is a selling point of Port Hackett. Coming up in the next hour, it's the power update. You will be telling me about the rate and frequency of your supply. How stable and steady is the supply of energy, talking about electricity in your area? Do you sleep with light? Do you wake with light? Or do you wish you had more than you're getting? And in the final hour, the 11 o'clock hour, this is salary week for those who have the monthly cycle. It's the last week of September. So some people have been paid, others will be paid. The big question is, where does the bulk of your money go? If you do budgeting, you have a personal budget, you're very intentional about your finances. From your budgeting, where have you noticed a large part of your salary, your paycheck, your income? Where does it go? That's a conversation for the final hour. And I'll say my goodbyes on Hello Port Hackett. Are you ready? Let's do it.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello Port Hackett. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
Welcome back. Globally, tourism has become a sustainable revenue earner, competing favorably with the manufacturing and agricultural sectors, especially in developed countries. Tourism made up 10% of the global GDP in 2019 and was worth almost 9 trillion naira, making the sector nearly three times larger than agriculture. So what is tourism? Tourism is basically the reason why anyone will travel to a place where they do not live and they don't intend relocating. That is tourism. So if I go to the UK for treatment, that's medical tourism. If I go to Canada for studies, that's educational tourism. And if I go there to enjoy the sights, explore and experience the city, for whatever reason, there is something strong enough from that city to pull me over to that side. So the big question is, what is the pull factor of Port Hackett? People who don't live here, what is it about this city that will make them want to come here? Now, let's look at the basics, right? Let's look at all the tourist destinations of the world. If you're talking about France, say the Eiffel Tower, people want to go and see it. Notre Dame Cathedral, the museums here and there, that's why I want to visit Paris. Dubai, you have the Burjs, the Burj Al Arab, the Burj Khalifa, which is the tallest building in the world, the Dubai Malls, Palm Jumeirah, there's a lot. And even if you come to Nigeria, you have Eco Atlantic, you have Lekki Conservation Center, and if you're that kind of person, maybe you have the Third Mainland Bridge. So what is it for Port Hackett? My guest this morning is the programs manager of Wazobia FM. He is a sportscaster and journalist. He's covered about 1,000 matches. That's a lot. In my opinion, it's even too much. But for the purpose of this conversation, he's an inquiry man. Good morning, China. China Cherry is in the building. Good morning, China.
Good morning, Sam.
How you doing?
Very fine.
Okay. Thank you for joining me. China warned me earlier. Said, I am prepared for this conversation. I don't know what he has up his sleeve.
I did?
Yes, you did. You did. I wish I had recorded it. It almost sounded like a threat, but I'll just leave it there. So China, you definitely have friends in other parts of Nigeria. Let's say you have somebody who lives in Kano. If you were to sell the Port Harcourt market to them, invite them over, what would you tell them is happening in this city that would be good enough to make them want to come over?
I'll say over Joshua.
Is that enough?
No, it's not enough. Okay. Come because we are friends. Let's just hang out. Let's see. Don't say.
Okay.
I will say that you spoke of tourist attractions all over the world, right? Mm-hmm. And even in Nigeria, you talked about some places in Lagos, nearby Calabar. There is the Obudu Resort. There are a couple of places like that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what do we have in Port Harcourt?
Yeah.
I mean, sad to say, basically nothing. Hold on. No, don't get me wrong. No. I have a list of tourist attractions in River State.
Okay.
But I'm basing on your question.
Okay.
If somebody has to leave his place and say, I'm coming to River State to see this, what is that thing that can attract person? It's not like you're already in Port Harcourt and say, we'll go somewhere. No.
Okay.
I mean, I can decide to go to Dubai. I said, okay, let's see, Dubai more.
Yeah.
I mean, there are places I can go to.
Lots of places.
Yeah. When I was in Egypt, I visited the pyramids in Giza. I mean, that was in, I'd heard about it for a long time.
Yeah.
And all of that. But what's the University of Port Harcourt that can bring somebody from the UK or from Kano or from Uganda? I said, okay, look, I'm going to Port Harcourt to see this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's leave those outside. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to them.
Yep.
Let's look at those inside.
Okay, good.
How do Port Harcourt people relax? How do they unwind? Where do they go to chill and have fun?
We do TGIF, and we have drinks and take pepper soup, and we gist until it's past midnight, and we'll go home. River State has quite a few things that, you know, people can, if places people can visit, right? But I'm not too happy because we have not built on what we have.
Okay.
Right? We need to make these things standard. We need to make people know these things exist, right? Okay, when you talk about where do we relax? Everybody just goes to the pleasure park.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God the former governor thought it wise to build something like that. So, on public holidays, weekends, it's packed. I've been there a couple of times. I mean, it's packed. So, that's one place that people can go to and say, hey, let's go and let me take my kids there. Let me just go and catch some sun and all of that. So, that's the Port Harcourt Pleasure Park. Right down Aba Road is a place people can go to. But that's the Port Harcourt Zoo. Right.
Yeah.
Last time I checked about that zoo, I don't know how many real animals they had. But I have a friend who took his son to the Port Harcourt Zoo just 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yes. So I heard that just before the last governor left, they refurbished that place.
Oh, nice.
So then there is the Port Harcourt Zoo. I don't know how many people know there's the Port Harcourt Zoo and how many have been there in recent times, but there is the Port Harcourt Zoo. Now, for me, that's about it for Port Harcourt. Because, okay, there is the Isiboro Park, and it's just there because of the name of Isaac Adakaboro and the history behind that man. But outside Port Harcourt, there's the Finima Beach.
Okay.
Finima is around the Bonny area. There's the Finima Beach. There's the Kuru Atlantic Beach. There's the Finima Nature Park.
Oh.
Yes. And, of course, back again in Port Harcourt, there's the River State Museum. So, but the thing is, I'm sure as I mentioned these names, apart from the pleasure park, some people are wondering, how come I've not heard about this before?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. The state has not done enough to make this as popular as the Obudu Resort or some other places you go to, like Abeokuta, Olumo Rock, and all those other places, Zuma Rock. We need to make them more popular so they can be eye-catching.
Okay. Now, if we are saying that we're not doing enough and we want to compare locally, right, we want to say, let us look at the Nigerian standard before we go international. It would also be rational to ask, how do people in other states in Nigeria relax? Because if a person comes from Lagos, Abuja, Calabar, some other city, and makes a statement about una city too dry, they usually say that based on the kind of fun they have where they are coming from. You would hear things like, by this time when we did Calabar, ufodon they do this, or ufodon they do that. So, Nigeria generally, do we even have a leisure culture?
No, we don't. Generally, we don't.
So it might not be a Port Harcourt problem.
No. It's not about Port Harcourt people.
Okay.
It's about the government of the states.
Okay.
Making sure that these things are out there on our faces. Is there a handbook for a visitor to Port Harcourt sold at the airports? that tells you when you land in Port Harcourt, you can go to these places.
That's a good one.
I travel a lot. And at the airports in these countries, you can get these handbooks that can tell you what to do, when to do particular things.
Sites, yeah.
So is there a handbook of River State? I've not seen it. Maybe there is, but I've not seen it. So it's not about the people of River State. It's about the government. I think they are not doing enough. But Polokwane people will relax. They will relax when they want to. I'm only saying that we don't have too many of those, and they are not out there and open for visitors to see.
Interesting. All right, we have a break coming up. After that break, I'll be speaking with you. What is a unique Port Harcourt experience? Something that you have experienced in this city, in this state, that you know you will not find in Kano, you will not find in Lagos, you will not find in Calabar. Is it enough to pull people from outside to come in and experience? Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. We're still talking Port Harcourt tourism, and I have China Achero here in the studio with me. You're welcome once again, China.
Thank you.
All right, it's time to hear from you. What is a pull factor of Port Harcourt? And let me not limit it to, you know, the capital. To the state as well, River State. Are there things here that are strong enough, heavy enough, to invite other people to come and see? Do you have a unique experience? Is there something that you have experienced in Port Harcourt that you will not have or did not have anywhere else? I have a story. I tasted ununu for the first time ever here. Would it be enough to invite a friend over? For me, maybe no, because we can always deliver, we can send it, you know, right? But before I came here, I did not know what it was. I had not tasted it. I had not even heard of it, maybe because I don't go out much. So that's something that I could say, oh, when I was in PH, you know, ununu was something that worked for me. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. We're live on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube, so you can watch as you listen. It is at Nigeria Info PH. And for WhatsApp, you can send messages to 080-903-06-416. Please turn off your radio as you call. I have Chima from Artillery. Good morning, Chima.
Good morning, Chinedu Oracle.
Good morning.
In fact, you have remembered me. So many things I have forgotten.
All right, go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes, loud and clear.
Okay, yeah. I came into Port Harcourt 1990.
Wow.
That time, Chinedu, from 1990 to now is 33 years. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Okay. That time, house rent was 200 naira a room. I paid for 6 months. That's 1,200 naira. Now, those times we normally go to tourist beach.
Okay.
Like as Independence Day is coming now, you see people trooping that place will bubbling. You see white men, you see different types of people there. Sometimes we go to Port Harcourt Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
All those things are no longer there. Sometimes even this Obibo, we go to Obibo to play football.
Okay.
That primary school there, we go there to play football. When you go there, in fact, when I pass there now, we'll see, child, I will remember this is School Road Primary School, precisely.
It's an
if you go to that place that time, but go to School Road Primary School now. When I go there now, say, I will surprised that this thing is like this.
Okay, Chima.
Ask a question.
Yeah.
Is there anything you cannot see any?
Well, maybe you haven't taught
me. I would say.
Taught the city enough. Chima, I have a question.
Okay.
Where did you reside before you came to Port Harcourt?
I was residing in Benin City.
Benin?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the special thing about Benin before you left that would have also made a person?
That time in Benin City, everywhere was very peaceful.
Okay.
Sometimes we go to their thing. There's one program they normally do every Christmas that time. Sometimes we'll go there. This thing is not everywhere you will go and see something you can write. Like the question somebody in China asked. Nigeria has a very big problem. We don't have anywhere somebody can say, let me go to this place, or you can take a friend to relax. We don't have it. Not only River State.
Okay.
But the ones we have, how far have we maintained them? Right, are you with
Chima?
Me?
Yes, I am with you. And I'll have to let
that
you
is
go.
The problem.
Thank you very much, Chima. Clement.
We don't have that control. Now, you ask a question. Just a minute. You ask a question. You can get here, we don't see any place.
Yeah.
Conclusively.
Indeed.
I can get here, I can't get another place. During the election, people will use Ken to flog people.
No.
You can't see it another place.
No. First of all, we're trying to promote, you know, the good part of Port Harcourt. But I can assure you, Chima, and while this is not a good position to take, they will flog you in other parts of the country when it comes to election. That's a Nigerian thing. You understand? You will be flogged. Clement from NT Road, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Sam.
Good morning.
Mr. China.
Greetings.
Okay, to go through your question, I want to use my skills as a digital marketer.
Okay.
And Port Harcourt as a city or university city. Since we're in a globalized world now, there's what we call hashtag, or there's what we call location.
Yeah.
So if you tap on location of River State, you will see pictures of people that reside in River State.
Okay.
My brother, what you will see, I'm telling you, if we have tourist sites in Harcourt, gladly, they'll tag a place, telling the city. So if I am using this, I want to tell you that the government, if they are listening, this is because they will start, you know, putting their eyes into tech and into what they can use that tech to sell what they have in River State. Let me use Bole, for instance. Speaking that is what we can brag about.
Yeah.
Bole is one of our tourist routes that whoever comes to Port Harcourt wants to have the taste of it. Now, there is a transit manager, should I call it a pass, somewhere in the car. Since it's privately managed, we have some waterfalls, this water slide.
Okay.
I don't know if you have seen that. We have something like that over there. My question is, things like that, we could have had like four or five of things like that.
Okay.
Or let me just say one. By the way, let me just say one.
All right.
You know, even if it is a government-owned act like that, then it would be a very good thing to invite somebody. However, let's look at the natural, what God gave to us. Like, you go to, maybe, if you have Yokuta, there's Olumorok.
Yeah.
And what the government is doing with Olumorok is, okay, God gave us this world. How can we use this to bless, to showcase the world? We have a whole lot of them outside. So, but in Port Harcourt, I think what we have is our river. You know, what we have by the sea. And these are things that we could have cash on or bank on, but we do not really put focus on that. If you ask me, if the government is listening, see these things that we have. I don't know them, but however, this is stadium. Stadium is one thing that people want to visit, maybe for one or two recreation. And we have like four stadiums or three stadiums in Port Harcourt.
All right, Clement.
Shark Stadium.
I must move on now.
And the one, something like that.
Thank you very much.
For me, these are places I think we can use. Sports. Thank you.
All right, Zion calls from GRA, and I'll get back to China. Hello, good morning, Zion.
When you talk Port Harcourt, in short, it's even a new name, the Garden City. You will once talk about an environment that runs a 24-hour economy. From town, Port Harcourt township, to other metropolitan environments. The Lagos, take a case study. It is not government that promoted those fish you hear about, though. We have a lot of fish in Lagos, so Takwa Bay, Unicorn, Leggy, Lecho, mention them. It is the community. The community there in River State, everybody is calling the government, and it's sometimes so annoying. Look at the government schools that the government gave, that they're taking care of the schools. They vandalize them. And they'll still call the government to come and sweep the classroom for them. Cut the grass. What is the response? Except the community project this idea, like what happened is all the beaches that individuals cited, the Lagos government built a structure, 3-star hotel and lodge, 3-4-star hotel with lounge. They just give them structure, 1 or 2 structures, and the community run those programs. Why can't we do that here in River State? Every day, MN or Irokoto. But why can't you do that from Irokoto? What have you done to harness the potential of Irokoto? You always talk about the beach somewhere, Abuja, whatever. Why you that is from there? Why haven't you harnessed it? Look at the Port Harcourt beach we have here. The town, this one in town here. The whole tilapia, the people from there ate the tilapia that they do bottle in the pond. The people, they ate the tilapia. If you go there, you see the tilapia there. Okay, we are talking about this other Ikukulu. All these are tourist sites. What the people, community people do is to preserve that environment. The government will now come, individuals will now come and build structures to promote it.
All right.
But we are waiting for the government. One day we'll see that and say, government should come and pregnant my wife. I've married her for 3 years, no picking. Government, come and pregnant her. Why are we like this in this part of the world?
All right, Mrs. Zion, thank you very much. Now, while I get the point you have made, I, to a certain extent, disagree with you. So, first of all, tourism is a sector. There is a ministry that covers that. Even though the tourist sites are located in certain communities, for a lot of cases, the promotion and preservation is usually up to government. Yes, with community engagement, if they are serious about tourism. Right? So, you know, yes, the community, this, that. Besides, every government needs to create an enabling environment for something to thrive. Whether it's business, whether it's tourism, yes, it might be in my land or in my area. But you need to be certain that the government of that area has created a platform where it is safe and sustainable to actually push. But China, I'm sure you have some reactions to the call you're taking so far.
You just answered Zion rightly. There are actually places in River State you can visit, right? Like I said, government needs to build on these places. Now, I mentioned a few now, but there are, somebody talked about what God gave to us.
Yeah.
There are natural sites God has given to us, like Zion mentioned the Irokoto fishing port at Andoni, said to be the biggest fishing port in all of West Africa.
Oh.
I think we need to do more about, and apart from the fishing port at Andoni, Andoni has wildlife.
Okay.
Elephants roaming the streets and all of that.
Really?
Yes, and at Andoni, yes. So we should build on it before, like you said, for the natives, we kill and eat the elephant. But yes, it's there. Now, in Port Harcourt, there's a man called Rebisi, said to be the founder or the great ancestor of most of Port Harcourt. Where was Rebisi born? Where did he die? Where was he buried? Can that be a tourist attraction?
Yeah.
I hear Rebisi was buried somewhere around where they have the House of Assembly quarters. Have they built on Rebisi's grave? So these are things that we do. Listen, somebody talked about Benin, right? Everything about Benin and the kingship is shrouded in secrecy. It was the same as in the United Kingdom. Until the Queen Elizabeth came in, she was one that first opened the Buckingham Palace to the public. It was under Queen Elizabeth that the BBC cameras first went there and had a recording session with her. So she opened it up. Now people go to the UK and they visit Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
Can we go to Benin and say, I want to visit the Oba's Palace? These are tourist sites that we don't know about. Where I come from, that's what they call Miningugo, water from the rocks.
Okay.
I'm sure you don't know about this.
That's spring.
It's somewhere in Obakri, but probably covered by the bushes at this time. Now, somewhere in Obaku, we have the shrine of Nuku, where it is said that Ekenta, our great ancestor, he saw, it's a story, but of course, there's a place where he worshipped Nuku, where the rocks settled. According to the story, he stopped a whirlwind, and where the whirlwind rumbled the rocks, there's a site there. Do we know where it is at Odo Habakri? These are things that have been there from time. And that's what I say, we need to, yes, the community has its own part to play, but government is about tourism. The money that comes in, the hotels that people will stay, you see, government needs to do their own PR. I won't do PR for River State government. Of course, I'm doing it now, but like you said, there's a ministry that will do all of these things. So yes, we have our food, we have, but we need to do a bit more. There's really nothing of note that can make a man come to Padakot. So I want to see this. But of course, while you're here, there are places you can visit.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, the tourist beach, the pleasure park, the Finima beach and all. But how have we built on it? Yes, there is the Boiler Fish Center at Eleka here. I have friends that come to Padakot and say, oh boy, we will go to Boiler Fish. And I drive there because that's what they know about.
Mm.
There's Onunu, for those that like Onunu, you mentioned. There's Orure Kinema.
What's
that? So what's that?
It sounded very long.
Orure Kinema is planting porridge. Prepare the Ikore style.
That's what Onunu is now.
No, if you're not eating Orure Kinema, I'm not eating Orure Kinema.
I don't want us to have an argument because I don't have knowledge of Onunu, what you just said.
And right? I know Orure Kinema.
Okay, so
they are different things.
They are both derivatives of plantain.
Yes.
Bola is also plantain.
Yes.
Okay. So
of course, there's the fisherman soup. Yeah. Which we call native soup.
Yes, that
but
is.
You are calling fisherman soup.
No, I can assure you that alone is a tourist attraction.
But again, we need to build, especially those historical sites. I talked about, where was JBC buried? Do we know? Can we create some? I was in Calabar, my first trip to Calabar in the 90s. They showed me a building and they said that's where Mary Slessor lived. People just go and see Mary Slessor's house.
Yeah, even Tafa Baleva's grave is a tourist.
Exactly. So that's why. Sometimes this thing needs more than just the local community. It needs the government to set these things up.
All right. So if we're talking tourist attraction, and this is where we open it up beyond Port Hackett to other local government areas, you would have to talk about festivals, carnivals. You talk about culture, but festivals, carnivals, food and fashion. Let's look at festivals. We used to have Canary. It was really big from what I heard. Of course, I wasn't here at the time, but you know, now there is no Canary. The biggest festival in Port Harcourt now is the Bole Festival, and that's private sector driven.
Yes,
of course.
Like Zion suggested.
Yes, you will give credit to the government for creating an enabling environment. It's now global. It's not even just national, right? So, a lot of people in the private sector would need to come in with the encouragement and, in some cases, the support of government to do a thing or two. I know there are parks here and there, and how I know is, a friend was supposed to have a birthday party and they wanted to do it somewhere open. And of course, the pleasure plan, they said, no, please. Pleasure park, don't do, you know.
Today's language, you don't cast.
You don't cast. There are too many people there. We just need a private. And I was a bit surprised that a few names came up. Oh, there's one here. And there's even one not very far from us. It's a small park, you know. And yeah, this, you can see what the private sector is trying to achieve. You know that with the right support, this can be bigger. So how is the government supportive of people in the private sector who might also want to push tourism?
I think they are doing their best. But the question, like we always say, is their best good enough? Some years back, the people of Alu, they had what they called Egelege Alu, which is Alu Wrestling Festival.
Oh.
It used to last 10 weeks every year. So each of the 10 communities in Alu, they wrestle every weekend for 10 weeks.
10 weeks?
Yes. So I used to be part of it.
And Alu UFC. That's
So at a point, they had people from the Ministry of Tourism come there to see what we are doing and see how government could be part of what they are doing. I don't know if anything came out of that. But it's festivals like that government should be part of. There are wrestling festivals, there are masquerade displays. These are things that people from other climes want to see. You know, so yes. Okay. Government should, and that's why we have a ministry for that.
Yeah. Do we have at this time any harvest festival? You know, the New Yam Festival in some parts of the country is really huge.
Yep.
You know, to welcome the New Yam. Is there any harvest festival in River State?
You mean harvest?
Harvest usually, yeah, maybe we have
our New Yam festivals.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Different communities fixed dates for their, I mean, the people of Apo have been part of the Apo New Yam Festival, part of the Obaku New Yam Festival, even have been part of the Che New Yam Festival. So this happened depending on the community and when they fix for their festival. So we have, there are a lot of festivals that happen traditionally, but like I keep saying, either from the community, because first, like, let me agree a bit with Zion.
Mm.
First, you as the community must beautify your place.
Agreed.
So when you have a New Yam Festival in, say, Choba, for example, how many people know about it? Is it just you and the few thousands that know about it? So you start to push your community out to the world before you get support from other people.
Yeah.
So because there are lots of festivals in River State, but how much do we know about them?
Promise calls from mile one. Good morning, Promise.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Actually, I'm interested about this, like, this topic this morning.
All right.
Like, about you're talking about this Alo wrestling. Let me greet my brother first. Tell her to make her, sir.
Dearly, when you
Rumola again.
Make us bad.
What think I rumola is that? Yeah.
He says it's
like in my maternal home, okay. In my maternal home, we have a one wrestling festival,
okay.
Which is similar to this our own. Eh?
Yeah.
They prepare that wrestling festival more than December.
Oh.
They do prepare in 6 months time before that wrestling. Now within that July, August, they will see them having cooking, buying different materials. On that day, you start showcasing yourself, and that's a very big tourism. Mm.
Yeah.
Our government was all the looking tourism. Even me, that is my matter. Before then, I used to prepare to go to that, to go to that place. I go to my kinsman, I will have studio, I will call my friends to go to that place. Mm. Because I enjoy it so much.
Okay.
Then, let me also come into this about this Calabar. I've been to Calabar several times with this my Navy friends. There's one Commander Mohammed and Commander Hannah Chok. I've been where Lord Lugard, where he's living. His kitchen, his bedroom, in that navy yard, the Calabar.
Mm.
So all those things, they are part of tourism, which government needs to develop. At least sometimes that we go there to see one of those things. So that's my own comment this morning. Good morning, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Promise. Now, China, you cannot talk about tourism without having a conversation about security.
True.
If a place is not safe, then let's forget about having people come over. One of the many things people say about Lagos, you know, they call it the city that never sleeps. Mm. Someone who stays in Lagos say, I can come out at 1 a.m. and I will still buy jollof rice. And it tells you, depending on the area, of course, that, you know, there are lots of things. It has an economy that is bubbling all day long. Is there any part of Port Harcourt, or let's even say River State, where I can come out by 2 a.m. and I'll be able to buy maybe rice or fish or something? Like, you know,
Jerry,
it's bubbling
Jerry,
enough.
Jerry, Casablanca. 4 a.m. you'll get it. And you'll be quite safe. Now, see, this issue of Port Harcourt and insecurity is getting quite old for me. And people talk of Lagos. There are lots of areas in Lagos you can come out and you're pretty safe. You won't be looking behind you.
Mm.
There are also lots of Lagos you can't come out at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So it's neither here nor there. Yeah, but I think what the River State government needs to do at this point is to improve the PR of the state. It's not about PR. Because for the next 10 years, when they mention River State, they mention Port Harcourt, people who have not been here will talk about insecurity. It's something that is stuck to us. So I think the River State government right now, as much as they are working on making the place more secure, they should build on the PR of the state.
Finally, China, if any city or state hosts a sport tournament, you know, the benefits, people continue to talk about it for years. We're still talking about Qatar and what they've done. I know that, I don't know if it covers the entire nation, but I know that for the southern part, the Akwa Ibom Stadium right now is the best in the southern part of Nigeria.
In the country.
Okay, in the country.
In the country.
Okay. So that's something that would get people talking about Akwa Ibom. Sport-wise, do we have it going here? Is there something? Can we host any tournament?
No, we can't. Well, it depends on the tournament. The Aduke Amir Simaka Stadium at Omagua, apart from the main bowl that's used for football, it's a complete sports center.
Oh.
tennis, basketball, swimming pool, indoor sports hall. You have everything there. So yes, you can host any tournament in that place. But for the main ball, for the football pitch,
yeah,
that's not good enough. But you can host a sports festival there. You can host a basketball tournament. We hosted an Africa swimming championship there before.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can. It's just that I don't know how much of maintenance has been done on that place since it was opened. But it's a massive place.
All right, this is where the curtain falls. Thank you very much, China, for your time. We appreciate it.
The pleasure is mine.
Thanks for promoting Port Harcourt.
Call me again.
Yes, yes, indeed, I will.